Random House Audio and Sounds Publishing present Vegas Confessions. Any room will do. My husband and I were staying at New York in Vegas to celebrate our 5th wedding anniversary. We had been to Vegas a few times before we were married, but had not been since they built New York, and in fact hadn't been since they had put up Bellagio, Paris, Mandalay Bay, and some other places. My husband says they can put up a new property in Vegas faster than it takes to get a divorce in North Carolina, something he has frustrating experience with. Well, anyway, we thought it would be fun to stay at the faux New York, because we love the real city, and we hoped this way we'd get a bit of both Vegas and New York. And it was sort of a clean, pretty, climate-controlled New York, all shoved together into a block radius. But that's the Vegas part of it. As we were checking into our room and waiting like cattle behind the eternal red velvet ropes, Tom leaned into me and started licking my ear and whispered, "I'll bet a spa afternoon against a round of golf that I can strip faster than you in the room." Tom is always doing this kind of shit. He knew that if he put it in my head, I might just perform my hotel magic trick, and he'd get lucky. My hotel magic trick is simply stepping into our hotel room and making my clothes disappear before he can pull in the luggage and close the door. This is then followed by him spending a good 15 minutes between my legs, licking my pussy and nibbling my clit, or me pushing him off and sucking his cock. Either way,